Hello and welcome to a brand new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a brand spanking new heartfelt top five. See, what is that top five?
We are going to be doing our top five best men. Mm-hmm. We're looking for characters from TV, video games, and movies mm-hmm. that you would want to throw you a bachelor party / do the best man speech. Mm-hmm. So again, not the actors. These are the characters that you want to be your best man.
Well, as a treat for the listeners out there, here's an excerpt from my best man speech. Let's start the show.
So, guess what happened to me, young Wesley?
What happened to you?
Somebody stole my winter jacket with my car keys in it.
No way!
Yeah, way.
What happened?
My wife and I and a couple of friends, we went to a bowling alley last evening.
Uh-huh.
They had a, you know, like a $2 game, $2 shoes, $2 beers. Yeah, let's go have a fun night. And, you know, in bowling, you have your little area around the lane or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Our shoes were strewn about, the coats were around, whatever. Roll a couple of games, and we're getting ready to leave, and you know, picking up coats. Like, ah, this is nope, that's not mine. Nope, nope, no. Did I leave it at the bar? No, I didn't leave it at the bar. Did I? Oh no,
that's awful. Dude.
No. Yeah. So I looked around the entire place.
Uh huh.
It was not to be found. I left my name and stuff with the people at the counter. I'm like,
you called the cops.
Called the cops. Yeah. SWAT team came. They shot two innocents. They were wearing jackets. I was like, that is them. They shot and killed them. Turns out it was not my jacket, and they actually ruined those jackets, so I couldn't even take those jackets.
Oh, man.
Right?
What about their car keys, though?
they took the bus.
Oh, so. No.
So I'm quite certain I'm not getting my jacket back. The good news is my phone and wallet were on me, not on my jacket.
I love how the SWAT team showed up, just shot two people, and peaced out.
Like, well, we can only shoot two.
We filled our quota. Good luck, sir.
Best of luck, man. Hope you stay warm out there. So,
can I have a ride? No, I can't have a.
Okay.
I guess I'll.
But it sucks because I have a Volkswagen, and it's got one of those like computer key kind of deal. Like it's a big key.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like just running down to the Ace Hardware and getting them to, you know, cut a new key for the car.
Sure.
It's going to be expensive.
Sure.
And here's a real kick in the dick as well. My mom got, for part of my Christmas present, she got me a year subscription to PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
For the next year. So I put it in PlayStation Network, a couple weeks ago. But they charged my credit card for it. So I was like, there must be an error. So I took the card that my mom got me for PlayStation Network. I put it in the jacket pocket because I was going to call them from work.
No.
So they stole. I didn't get a chance to call Sony when I was at work yesterday. So It was still in my pocket. So they stole my jacket, which is a couple $100 jacket, whatever. Then they stole my $50 PlayStation card on top of my keys, which I'm sure are going to be like $100 for it. I'm like, guys, come on.
Come on, burglars. You don't have to be a dick about
it. Like, it's just a dick thing to steal. It's someone's coat.
Yeah.
Man, just a yucky.
Well, maybe they were cold, but they could have at least left your keys in the car.
You know what? If you're cold enough to steal my jacket, don't go bowling. Okay? There's other things to put your money towards. Like a fucking jacket, for one.
But see, $2 beers, $2 tacos, $2 bowling.
Well, that is a good argument.
Yeah. I mean, the prices are for everybody, including people breaking the law.
So, yeah, I got my jacket swiped.
That really sucks.
It's just one of those like, man, that sucks.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if anything's been stolen from me, besides my dignity, of course.
I still have your heart, sir.
That's right.
And I'm never giving it back.
And my dignity every single week. I get some of it back, and then we do this podcast.
Yeah, and just swiperoo.
Yep, that's what happens. No, I don't think I've ever had. I don't want to jinx myself. I can't remember something being stolen from me.
Well, congratulations, Wes. I'm glad you're so much better than me and most other people as well. Way to go.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm sure I'm just not remembering something.
Don't worry, Wes. I'll steal something from you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my friend borrowed a book from me and never returned it.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Goosebumps issue 27, Night Attack of the Living Dummy. Yeah. But you had three copies anyway, because everybody did. So.
That's true. So. But I wore those two out, and that was my brand new one.
Yucky.
Well, I did not get anything stolen from me last night, but I did go to McDonald's for the first time in months.
So you had your health stolen from you.
That's right. And a few years taken from me last night.
What'd you get from the McD's?
Oh, just some, you know, the McDouble, a McChicken, and some fries.
Yeah.
McDonald's, you know what? It always sounds so good.
Yeah.
But then once you have it, after the first few bites, you really start reevaluating your life choices.
When you realize it's just some sort of paste put into a shape. Oh, this is delicious.
I'm going to wash this down with puddle water.
How about some acidic sugar water?
Yep. Delicious.
Love it.
It was just one of those times when I was running so far behind, I didn't have dinner. I was like, oh, shit. There was a McDonald's right next to the place I was going.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to do it. Either this or go to Starbucks and get... I should have gone to Starbucks and gotten some cake or something. That old Starbucks cake.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I felt about as gross as when I had that Taco John's. And that was gross. That was super gross. You know, I had the McDonald's like fast food sweats. It was bad.
You know what? I am still a sucker for a McDonald's breakfast from time to time, though.
Oh, yeah? What do you get?
Oh, you know what, dude? I don't lock it in. I float around that menu a little bit. Wherever the wind takes me with that McDonald's breakfast menu.
I play the field, bro.
Dude, I can't get locked in.
That's right.
On a number six or a number two. Get out of here. Egg McMuffin, I love you, but I'm not exclusive with you.
Have you ever had the McRib?
Yes, I have.
Yes. What did you think?
If the question is, have you had the McRib once, the answer is yes. Does that tell you what I think about the McRib?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. That is just, there are a few things that I make the mistake about once a year sort of thing. Like, it's like Taco John. You have like a fast food, like maybe like Taco Bell or something wherever you're at. And you're like, oh man, I should not be eating this. And then about a year, you're like, you know what? Let's get, and then you take two bites like, oh God, no. See you next year, Taco Bell.
Like, and you have flashbacks like PTSD.
Yeah. So I have a couple of those. But there are a few things that are just burned in the memory of do not do again. McRib is one of them.
Yeah.
Other thing, White Castle.
Oh, man. White Castle. Ah, I used to have White Castle for hangover food, but I stopped.
Are you trying to induce vomiting?
Yeah, exactly. Then I just started licking the bottom of benches.
Get this taste out of my mouth, bench. Yeah. Please, you're my only hope.
Did you see the White Castle now as a vegan or a veggie burger? Veggie slider?
I don't think White Castle is a national chain. I don't think so.
I don't know. I think so.
So for those who are not familiar, just let me take you, let's take a little walk down White Castle Lane real quick.
Take the people by the hand. Lead them
to their demise, their steamed demise. Oh. Because it's a fast food hamburger place, but it's not like McDonald's or Burger King where what looks like a burger. It is this little 2-inch by 2-inch square that comes in this little cardboard case, mm-hmm. and they're called sliders. I think that's where the original term slider came from, I believe.
Yeah,
but instead, so it's this perfectly square little burger thing. And instead of, like, flame broiling or, you know, whatever, they have steamed meat. They steam their burgers, which nobody has ever requested to be done to their burger. Ever. Ever. To go to a barbecue and be like, hey, how do you take your burger? Medium rare, rare. Steamed, Steve. Would you mind throwing the burger on the old steamer? Hey, Jim, get the fuck out of my barbecue. So you've got this little 2-inch thin steamed meat patty.
It doesn't look cooked.
No, it's like a grayish brown.
Yep.
It's disgusting looking. But the only way to make this better, obviously, is go to the default toppings, which is mustard and onions.
Don't forget, I believe you get a pickle.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And pickle.
Yep.
And the thing, I'm not knocking pickles, mustard, and onions. Those things are great. However, the combination that is created with this steamed meat patty, soggy onions, and generic mustard with just pickle wishing it were dead. This combined is just the worst. Here's an embarrassing little story for you real quick. Okay. This rant about White Castle's gone on far too long, but I don't care.
I don't care. Well, I want to add one final thing before you go on with it. Don't forget the bread is soggy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the middle,
yep,
when it's touching the meat,
yeah,
but very hard and yeah, crispy on the outside.
Yeah, but not a designed crisp. Mm-hmm. It's not like a, you know, like a panini where you get the crust on it.
No.
It's like, oh, this bread is old.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just very stale.
This is old. This is not crusty bread,
but no, it's old bread.
It's very old. So this is the exact reason why it's burned in my memory to never eat White Castle again. Let me take you down. We've gone down White Castle. Let me take you down memory lane real quick. Back in the glory days of high school, they used to show, like, at 10 o'clock, they used to show The Simpsons for half an hour, and then they did, like, Seinfeld for half an hour. So every night at 10 o'clock, it was Simpsons, it was Seinfeld.
There is. After the drug PSA, they did the White Castle PSA. Like, this is your brain. This is your brain on White Castle.
So there was a commercial for White Castle at, like, 10:30 p.m., and 16-year-old Steve was like, you know what? White Castle. Yeah, it's been about a year since I've done White Castle. Let's do that. So I drive out and I get like four sliders and like a milkshake at 10:30 at night. Woof them down. And I was like, oh boy, that was less than good. Then in study hall, around like 11 o'clock in high school the next day. I am in high school, by the way, where nothing goes unnoticed. Just for the record. And so it's about like 11 o'clock. I'm sitting in study hall and my stomach does the like the elevator shoot. Where, like, oh, it's just like my stomach goes. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, oh, oh, my God. Like, my entire innards just dropped 6 inches. Like, where they went, I'm not sure. But I know where they're going. To the only escape they know. And I stand up like, I need to go to the bathroom right now. I didn't get a hall pass. I just like power waddled down.
You called the police.
A SWAT team shot two people. It was fine. And I get to the bathroom and I am honestly like 15 feet away from the door of the bathroom. I'm like, oh my God, I am going to shit in my pants. I'm 16 years old. I am in high school. I'm in high school. And I'm going to shit in my pants. This is where I die. Like, there is no coming back from this. And I just make it to the bathroom. It's one of those, like, as you're pulling down your pants, like, oh! Oh, my God! And I made it. And as I'm sitting there looking death in the face, I said, that's it, White Castle. I am never, ever eating you again. And I haven't.
Wow. What a great story. So I take it you haven't had those White Castles that are like frozen in the wrappers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I eat those weekly. All the time. All the time.
Just love the directions of like, you can unwrap this and warm it up, or you don't, you're not.
You can just like leave it in your car for a couple hours.
That's right.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, you can go ahead and steam it. If you got some way to steam it.
For best results, steam. What? What?
Some dude's just there with his clothes iron, like.
It's like, well, I can take a really hot shower and then put it next to me, I guess.
Put it on a coat hanger in the shower with
yeah.
me.
Wow. All right.
So there you go.
There you go.
That I would highly advise nobody to ever eat White Castle. This next segment brought to you by White Castle.
Hey. Dude, if they were sponsors of us, I would sing their praises.
I would not.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I honestly would not.
Wow.
There are a few companies. I'm like, if Comcast sponsored this, I would still fucking hate that company and not be shy about it.
See, fuck Comcast.
Hate them.
But in my defense, White Castle has never caused me to almost shit my pants. It has caused me to lick the bottom of park benches, but never shitting my pants.
Oh, look at me. I'm Wes. No one's ever stolen anything from me. I've never almost shit my pants and ruined my life. La, 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 la. My life is perfect.
Wow, I guess I live a pretty stellar existence. But, yeah, so that's what's happening with me. McDonald's.
I'm just living my charmed life.
Yeah, just, you know, I wake up with a smile on my face and, you know, a cartoon bird lands on my shoulder. What?
To come back, have you had the McRib?
Oh, yeah, that's what started this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I've had it once. And if I may quote my Facebook status from a couple of years ago, I had it once, I just had the McRib. On a related story, my stomach has filed for divorce. So never again!
Okay, good. I'm glad we both agree. The McRib is a zero.
Because, you know, at least the McDonald's burgers, they don't look like paste.
No.
The McRib honestly looks like paste.
Yeah, it is just... It is just the worst.
And just some sad pickles. And some sad onion skeletons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just bad news.
All over. Terrible.
Bad news. So have you watched anything good? Played anything good?
I watched a McRib.
Oh, man. Terrible sandwich. Great TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm really digging the mid-season replacement shows right now. I'm watching Agent Carter, which is a mid-season replacement for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And Agent Carter is killing it. I'm loving it.
Okay.
But I'm a sucker for superhero shows.
Hey, real quick, just to interrupt you and speaking about the McRib and almost shitting your pants, your dog just jumped up on the couch here next to me.
Yeah.
Swung his butt right towards me. Let me know how he feels about me.
Yeah.
Just crop dusted me in a very serious way.
Well, he just had a McRib. And the new veggie slider.
Honestly, that might be a way to really punish an enemy. Like, go to their house and just throw White Castles over the fence to their dog.
Oh, no.
And watch your enemy slowly die from the stench that fills his home.
I suddenly have to poop my pants. I don't know why.
Wow. This fart is dense.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad it hasn't reached me yet.
I don't know if it has the capability of moving any further. It's so heavy. It's like it just gets a little like, ugh, and it's like, all right, we've moved enough.
Yeah. It's so dense, it's actually traveling along the floor. It's heavier than air.
I noticed this small colony of ants on your floor has ceased to exist. So, watching Agent Carter.
Yeah, and I'm really digging that, but again, I'm kind of a sucker for good, even decent superhero shows.
Sure.
But this season, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I've sang the praises of before.
Right.
Agent Carter is continuing on with the goodness of that. It has a great mix of comedy and drama and great storytelling. I'm really digging Gallivant, which I can't remember if I told you about or not.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Which is a mid-season replacement for Once Upon a Time. It's a musical comedy show. It's already done. It's 8 episodes, but they aired 2 each Sunday. So, 4 weeks. And done.
Nice.
But I'm really digging the shit out of that.
Cool.
And besides that, though, just watching the usual. Justified's back.
Sure.
It's good.
All right.
It's good. I hope it's the last season, so I want it to kill.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I want it to wow me, much like Breaking Bad does. But no wow factor yet, but it's still good.
Hopefully they're pacing themselves for a wow finale.
I hope so. I really do.
Holly and I are, we have one.
I'm sorry, I did not ask.
You, sir, can shut up.
Now, Steve, what are you and Holly watching?
Oh, nothing.
Great. Let's move to our top 5.
We have one episode left of Sherlock, which I know I've waited far too long to watch, but just the finale left to go. Probably get that taken care of this evening. I think Holly and I are both kind of putting it off because we really enjoy the show, and it's like you don't want to see this last one because you don't want to say goodbye to them. So we're kind of putting it off a little bit, but got to wrap that up.
But you know that they've been renewed for at least series 4 and I think series 5.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, I thought, well, that's great.
You continue on. I'm going to look that up, actually.
I was under the impression that because it's taken me so long to watch these episodes, mm-hmm. that I thought it was just three and over, three and done.
Well, you know how the British do their TV shows.
Weirdly. Yes.
It's not really an annual thing. It's, whenever we get around to it.
Yeah, yeah. So that'd be great if there will be more. That's awesome.
But, yeah.
So I'm finishing that, but now we're in that quandary once again, where it's like, well, we kind of stumbled upon Vikings. We weren't planning on watching it, but we really liked it. And then we did Sherlock, which is short. It's like, what is next? What's the next show? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a major decision to embark upon a new series. So,
sure.
So that is the looming question.
Well, Sherlock has been renewed for a series 4.
Oh, okay.
I looked this up on Wikipedia, so take it with a grain of salt. But they say it's probably going to air in 2016.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God, a fool. Yeah. Well, it's better than not having it, I suppose.
Exactly.
But, so finishing up the Sherlock and moving on from there.
We still made our deal.
I know. 6 feet under. I'm going to watch it. Okay. I'm going to watch it. It's, again, it was just, I don't like forcing a show in. I want it to naturally come together.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to force it.
No, baby.
No, baby. No,
if
baby.
You're not ready to do this thing, it's cool. We can just cuddle.
Sure, that's right.
We just
sure.
cuddle. You want to? Are you sure? You're ready? Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. 6 feet under.
Glad I lit these candles. Getting romantic in here.
I mean, I'm not pushing the issue. I'm just saying I'm prepared.
Steve, why are you fucking your TV?
Hey, it's consensual. It is consensual. So, and then after doing that platy weekend on Shadow of Mordor and Infamous First Light, what have I been playing? Just kind of, actually I want to talk to you about this.
Hmm.
I told you a couple weeks ago that I downloaded Metal Gear Solid, it's not Phantom Pain, Ground Zeroes.
Ground Zeroes, yeah.
And have you played it?
No, is that the one that we played a little bit of?
Yeah, we played briefly.
Okay.
Because we played it together for the very first time, so we didn't do particularly well. But now that I know the map, like I can run through it in 5 minutes or whatever.
Sure.
But the cool thing about this game that I was thinking about that is kind of unique to me is that obviously this is just kind of like it's really just a demo is really what this is, a slightly longer demo. And it's just this one map that they have there. It's got a prison, a couple of little prison camp things, like a couple, you know, buildings, whatever it is. But they give you like six gameplay modes on this. There's the regular story mission. Then they give you a couple of other missions you can do. And like one of them is like, kind of like an escort from a helicopter mission. And I was like, what an interesting idea to just have this one level but give you all these different ways to play it.
Yeah.
And like what other games would you go back and just retool the gameplay? Use the same exact world, the same exact characters, but retool the gameplay to give you an entirely different game. And I wonder if that is a thing to be explored more or not.
I don't know. I really can't think of anything right offhand.
Yeah. So just something I thought was kind of interesting in that way.
Interesting. The only thing I can think of is open world games.
Yeah. But. You know, like a Grand Theft Auto, obviously it's the same world, mm-hmm. but they, you know, you can race cars and you can fly hell. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Sure.
There is that, but a little bit more, I don't know, narrative-esque type game. But so, you know, it's just an interesting idea to
maybe
me.
Maybe something like Arkham City? I don't even know.
Yeah. Actually, Arkham City, but maybe you play as whatever, the Joker, and like it's a full game Joker's. I don't know, just a interesting thought to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I wish we were smarter so we could come up with things.
Because we have really great ideas, except when we need to have really great ideas.
That's right.
Like, guys, we talked about bringing, White Castle into the shower with you. That's a million-dollar idea, man.
I mean, a few months ago, we discussed the Police Academy people being cast in the Fast and the Furious movie.
Guys, we are ahead of our time.
That's right.
But yeah, so I've been playing a little Metal Gear right now on the PS4, and it looks so good on the PS4, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird to me, because it's like they released the DLC before the actual game.
Yeah, but that's how Metal Gear is just such a weird thing in general. It's like, oh, is this something weird? Yeah, great. Perfect. Great. And actually, it was funny, because I know a couple weeks ago we talked about, like, you're like, Steve, how would you describe the plot to Metal Gear Solid? I was like, yeah. And we joked about that. Mm-hmm. And my brother-in-law, he's like, oh, what are you playing? I'm like, it's Metal Gear. He's like, yeah, I never played a Metal Gear.
No, boy.
And he didn't ask for an explanation, but normally, if this were any other game, I'd be like, yeah, I know it's a game where blah, 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 blah. Here, it's a quick little Cliff's Notes version. And he said, I've never played a Metal Gear. And I was like, then you just don't understand. Like, and you won't. And I can't explain it to you.
So shut up.
If you want the real Cliff's Notes version, you're supposed to sneak around and kill people. But that's hard. There you go. There's Metal Gear.
Oh, man. Succinct, but very true.
Very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Very accurate.
Well, sir, I'm actually playing, I just wrapped up Saints Row 4, got the platy for that.
Ooh.
I'm playing some SteamWorld Dig, which is a very fun indie game.
Okay.
It's one of those games that's highly addicting where you go out, get materials, bring the materials back, sell the materials, buy upgrades, and then go out and get more materials and repeat.
It's right up your alley.
Love it. And after SteamWorld Dig, I think I'm going to blow through some...
dudes?
I'm going to blow through some dudes. I'm going to start... Well, sir, I'm taking applications, so... if you want to be considered for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity...
Well, you live such a charmed life. I wouldn't want to bring my negativity into your life.
Oh, man. I'm going to blow through some... What is that game that's basically parkour that we downloaded a few months
Mirror's
ago?
Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge. I was thinking Remember Me, but that's clearly not
that's
it.
That's not accurate at all.
No, not at all. Probably going to blow through that because I'm looking for just a nice, fun, linear game that I can play through in 8 hours and put it away.
Sure.
But let's get to the emails from last week's show, which is last week's top five was our dream reboots.
Dream reboots.
Oh, very fun top five.
Yeah.
And I think we could at least make $12 from the ideas talked about in last week's top five.
$12 idea.
I know. That'll buy you at least 4 McRibs.
Oh, and actually, you know what? I went to go see American Sniper this last weekend, which I will hold off talking about until next week.
Sure.
But there was... Of course, the 25 minutes of previews beforehand. And they had the Terminator Genesis preview on there. I was like, look, I know I just said I wanted a Terminator reboot. And it is not this movie. It is not this movie. Please don't do this. You're making my idea sound so bad.
But, excuse me, we had a few people write in. Let's talk about Timothy Adam Murphy's top five. His top five dream reboots are, number five, The Hardy Boys.
Oh.
Remember those guys?
I remember the books. I don't remember a visual series of any kind.
He talks about how it was a book series that he read growing up as a kid, and he'll admit that The Adventures of Frank and Joe Hardy have not aged well compared to when he was 12, but he thinks that rebooting it to appeal to today's kids could get them interested in this series again.
Okay, so adapting it from the books into an actual series of TV or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all
right.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. His number four is the Green Lantern movie, which I highly agree with.
I just saw a tiny little snippet. I think they were saying they're trying to pencil in Bradley Cooper as the next Green Lantern.
Is this for reals?
That was just a glimpse of a little headline I saw.
Wait, can Marvel and DC people switch?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's weird.
Is Deadpool DC or Marvel?
It's Marvel, but it's a different studio than the...
Because Ryan Reynolds is going to be Deadpool.
Yeah, but... I don't know. I think I don't know.
I don't either. We're big dummies. Okay,
his
number four.
His number three is Kim Possible. This is all-time favorite cartoon series, and he would love to see it come back. Maybe it's a movie trilogy because he would just want more adventures with Kim and her friends.
Cool.
Sure. His number two is Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
When I wake up every morning in the
monkey's out of warning, I don't think I'm gonna make it on time. But they, okay, so we did the college years.
We did the new class.
We did the new class.
Saved by the Bell, post-apocalypse.
So, the Walking Dead that's right. is actually a reboot of Saved by the Bell.
Exactly.
I don't know. I feel like that is one of those things, for me at least, that was so quintessential 90s to me that I, for me personally, I don't think I would be interested in a reboot of that.
Sure. I don't even know what that would be. Like a hard-hitting, gritty...
Franklin and Bash.
Have you seen Franklin and Bash?
No.
Okay.
Nobody has.
Oh, he says, but with this one, he's picturing something along the lines of the Jump Street movie that Lord Miller had made, where the reboot is self-aware and points out the flaws and ridiculousness of the original.
Oh.
Ah, see?
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. You know what? I changed my tune. Okay. Okay.
But his number one is Young Justice, which I've heard a lot of good things about.
I don't even know what it is.
Let me read you what he says.
Thank you.
This great show on Cartoon Network was shafted because the toy sales weren't high enough, and the final episode introduced the villain Darkseid, and I would have loved to have seen the heroes go up against him. With the reboot, I would just want it to be a season three and have the show pick up where it left off in the final episode as though nothing happened.
Cool. What's it called again?
Young Justice.
All right.
All right, but that was Timothy Adam Murphy's. Let's move on to Brian Kersey's top five.
What a B-curse.
His number five is The Matrix. Interesting.
Interesting.
I'd like to see The Matrix sequels rebooted.
Leave the first as it is.
Yes. He says that he realizes in hindsight that it has some flaws. Also, the graphics are a little outdated. He just thinks that with modern technology and a director that is better at high-concept sci-fi, The Matrix series could become the masterpiece it claims to be.
Interesting. Very interesting. You know, I think I can understand what he's saying, but I hold this movie in such high regard.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be opposed to like an HD remaster sort of thing
sure.
of The Matrix, but I personally would not want to see a reboot of it because I think I love that movie so much. I purposely look past some of those flaws but I'm just... I have a different view on it, I think.
Let me ask you, do you like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix?
I mean, I think he's... I don't dislike him necessarily in sure. The Matrix. And
you don't want to say that you like him.
Yeah, but I could see somebody else doing a better job acting in the role.
Sure.
But to me, then, it is not The Matrix. Part of the... I like The Matrix the way it is. And so I don't want something else, I guess. I'm just putting my foot down like, no, I like it. I don't want to change. That's all I'm doing. That's really all I'm doing.
Sure. All right. Well, his number four is Jack and Daxter, a video game series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. His number three is Ghost Rider. Yes.
Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage or Ghost Writer?
Ooh, he's talking about Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Preferably with another actor, I feel.
Yeah.
Or maybe just a better script.
Sure.
Or just a better movie.
Or just make it better.
Yeah, there you go. His number two is The Neverending Story.
I feel like that could be a pretty successful reboot.
I think so, too. New generation of kids?
Yeah, I think so.
Stupid children.
Stupid kids to give me their money.
That's right. His number one is The Phantom.
With Alec Baldwin?
I think so. Let me read to you what he says.
Or is that The Shadow? Let's hear what he says.
Let's hear what he has to say. It seems that when it comes to movie adaptations, pulp heroes have gotten the shaft, whether it be a decent but forgotten movie, like The Shadow, or a more recent movie that tries to turn it into a comedy, like The Spirit or The Green Hornet. With the current popularity of superhero movies, you'd think the grandfathers of superheroes would get more respect, but nope. One of his personal favorite pulp heroes is The Phantom. Now, I will admit, for the time, the Billy Zane movie was pretty good. Billy Zane, apparently.
Billy Zane, okay.
But since it didn't do well sales-wise, that is the only time he has been on the big screen. The Ghost Who Lives deserves sorry, The Ghost Who Lives deserves better. He is a really cool character that most have forgotten. That's why he's number one on his list.
Cool.
Yeah, I like to see it. I'm not very familiar with him.
Me either. That's a very good number one I would not have thought of. Nice. I dig it.
Exactly. Well, guys, thank you so much for writing in. As always, we'd love to hear what you guys have to say, because you guys write shit in like Young Justice and The Phantom. Shit that we don't know about. Because, again, we're huge dummies.
Just the dumbest.
All right, Steve, enough about how we're dummies. Let's move on to this week's top five, which is
the top five best men. Meaning if you're going to be tying the knot and you have to give the honor of being the best man.
And by the way, when he says tie the knot, he means getting married.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Just for the dummies out there.
Who's going to be your best man? The criteria for this is twofold. It is the best man's speech and also the bachelor party.
Yes.
Those are the two main judging criteria for said best man.
Because what else does the best man do, really?
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
And don't lose the rings. That's all they do.
He barely needs to show up for the actual wedding.
Barely. It's really just the dinner and and the night before. That's all.
That's right. So, Steve, you started last week. I'm going to start this week. This is a weird top five for me, because I could either think of someone who throw a really awesome bachelor party or would deliver a really awesome best man speech. And even though they could throw a decent bachelor party or do a decent best man speech, I couldn't think of very many that could do both. But let's start with my number five. This one, I mean, I just couldn't get out of my head. For the best man speech, I had to get a very famous orator. William Shakespeare.
Okay.
From Shakespeare in Love.
Okay. Okay. I am not wowed, only because it is a real person.
But it's from a movie, from Shakespeare
well,
in Love.
Well, yes.
Yes. And could you imagine the best man speech?
Nobody would understand it.
Exactly. That's what you want. And I try to imagine what it would be, like he'd use beautiful imagery. And I was like, when these two met, their love was like two tectonic plates rubbing against each other, just shaking the ground with their love, quaking the earth with the force of their romance.
Oh, I thought
passion.
You were just going to end with, like, the force, making a Star Wars reference.
not so.
Yeah, that's what I'm really hoping. That's why you're bringing Shakespeare back to deliver that speech.
And plus,
your
yeah.
tectonic plates of love speech.
Steve, I'm not Shakespeare. I don't know if you know this. But he'd write a kick-ass speech.
Well, yeah.
And he'd help me with my vows as well. And you know what? He could probably throw... he's a theater dude. He could throw a pretty rockin' bachelor party.
Have you seen Shakespeare in Love?
Yeah, we pee in chamber pots. And we throw it out into the street.
Because William Shakespeare... If you're going with Shakespeare in Love, William Shakespeare, dude is not a partier, really.
See,
he has a couple drinks at the pub or whatever, but he's not like crazy party time.
I mean, Steve, they didn't show it in Shakespeare in Love, but I think it was implied.
Okay, party animal, William Shakespeare.
That's right.
That's
my number five.
I'm going to dock you points because he's a real person.
Oh,
sorry. I am sorry. I appreciate what we had just been singing, because little do you know, that's actually my number five. Zach Morris is my number. Don't you give me that look. Don't you give me that look. Here's part of the reason why I want Zach Morris. Talking about putting a party together. Zach Morris will not be stopped. He will not be contained. And the moment anything is about to go bad at my bachelor party, he will just Zach Morris TV time out that shit and make sure it goes great.
Sure. I didn't take superpowers into account.
You know what? They should strictly be banned, but this is not a superpower because Zach Morris is a god. So Zach Morris is...
He has power over time and space.
Yeah. He is a god.
Yeah.
A 90s god. So you know Kelly Kapowski is going to show up at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been,
probably drunk.
God, I hope so. God, I hope so. So, and it's going to be all of my friends hanging out with our 90s icon dude. And it's going to be awesome. It is going to be great. But the thing that really puts Zach Morris over the top, before I get to the speech, is that you're sure that Kelly Kapowski is going to show up. It is a goddamn certainty that Showgirls Jesse Spano is going to show up and be the stripper at my bachelor party. So I'm going to have Zach Morris, sure as hell no Mario Lopez, AC Slater hanging around.
Nope.
Kelly Kapowski hanging out, and then out of my cake jumps Jesse Spano. You know what? I'd be fine with Screech coming in for like 2 minutes and then getting out of there.
But what if it was just Dustin Diamond as he is today?
No, he's okay. Banned. He's barred.
He's wow.
You know, and I'm giving Zach gets a lot of points on Bachelor Party.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the best man speech will be fine.
Sure,
it'll be fine.
It's not gonna wow anybody.
I don't think it's gonna wow anybody. Because mm-hmm. He's probably gonna just talk about like how much he loves Kelly Kapowski and what like. Dude,
Zach.
Time and place, dude.
It's like, I know I was sleeping with that girl from King of Queens for a while, but...
I could also see Zach Morris, for some reason, during the speech at my wedding, going to do a Zach Morris TV timeout, but he doesn't complete it, so he thinks he's on a TV timeout, and he's like, by the way, I absolutely slept with the bride. I'm like, hey, dude!
Dude!
Didn't TV timeout that thing? I heard that.
Now, what about Lisa Turtle? Is she going to be showing up?
Sure.
What about Principal Belding or Belding?
Belding. Belding. How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
Belding can throw down on some shots, I'm sure of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's Principal Belding at? At the bar.
Dude, passed out. Throwing up on himself. It's fine if Belding is there, but as soon as Jesse Spano shows up, Belding's got to be gone.
Sure.
Can't have him creepy principal with hot Jesse Spano getting all naked around.
Awkwardly hitting on her.
Can't Ooh. Have it.
Well, okay, so which crew member of Saved by the Bell would you want officiating the wedding?
Officiating the wedding? I mean, probably Belding.
Okay, sure.
Probably Belding.
Drunk.
Drunk Belding. I want him officiating with a bottle of Jaeger in his hand.
All right, man. You've convinced me on Zach Morris.
All right.
Well, my number four... Since I didn't wow you with my number five.
Correct.
What about my number four? I'm not going to tell you it.
I am wowed.
My number four is Hitch from the movie Hitch.
You got Will Smith up in here?
Will Smith. No, I'm not using the real person.
No.
Hitch
I know.
Is not
no,
a real person.
Yes, and let us clarify this as well. These are characters we want being the best man. These are yes. not actors. These are the characters.
Yeah, because if it was just real people and you didn't have me as your number one, I'd be real pissed.
Yeah, well, guess what? That ship has sailed and you were the number one. So
because you couldn't get any of your top five.
Believe me, I tried calling Zach Morris many times. And he's like, leave me alone. My name is not Zach Morris.
But Hitchman... He's a smooth motherfucker, if you know what I mean.
I do.
And he can throw some parties, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that kind of his job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the end of the night, he'll be getting everyone laid.
That's true.
That is very true.
He is a facilitator.
That's right. That's right.
Mm.
And at the best man speech, you know he's got some, it's probably a bunch of shit he's already said before.
Yeah, a lot of canned stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's good stuff.
Yeah.
It hits the right buttons, like he knows what to say.
Yeah, dude, you're getting like a professional best man.
Yeah.
F4. It yeah. may not have the heart, but you're gonna get the results.
That's right, that's right. And you know I love superficiality.
That's your thing.
That's my thing. So give me the surface awesomeness with the empty insides. That's what I want.
That Hitch will provide you.
Because, Hitch probably knows all the greatest strippers in town. He gets all the discounts and everything. Yeah. And you've seen his apartment. He does well for himself.
Yeah.
And maybe, what's her name? Not Rosario Dawson. Eva Mendez.
Rosario, dear, dear.
Yeah, I kind of butchered that name. Rosario
Rosario, dear, dear.
Rosario, dear, dear.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah. That's her. Definitely her.
Ava Mendez might show up at some point, whatever her character was.
And I love the contrast of your number four to my number four. Honestly, I don't know if they could be any further apart.
Is it Screech?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is Screech. Dustin Diamond, specifically.
Steve Urkel's your number four.
My number four, he is all heart. Rotten to the core heart. And he has no tact whatsoever. Does not even, shouldn't even be near weddings.
And this isn't a real person, because we know a lot of people like that.
I do. However, none of them hold a candle to Al Swearengen from Deadwood.
I've never seen Deadwood.
Well, you, sir, are missing one of the great characters of TV history.
Who plays him?
Ian McShane.
Oh, you mean that crazy leopard tiger dude from Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah. Yep. Him. He's also in a couple of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, I think. He's in a bunch of stuff. He just kind of shows up in random. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you in this movie? It's a movie like Death Race 2000 or something.
Sure.
Why? But Al Swearengen. Al Swearengen basically calls everybody fucking cunts. He is the most like brash saloon owner in Old West times. He's manipulative. He's murderous. He slaps women. But he is fucking awesome. So we're basically going to go have a bachelor party in his Old West saloon, mm-hmm. where he owns this place. And you are going to be able to fight somebody if you want. You're going to drink old school whiskey all night long. There's going to be piano playing, dudes shooting guns up into the air, a full collection of ladies to do whatever with you desire for the evening.
Is this in the Old West version?
Old West.
Ooh,
yep.
But you know those ladies don't brush their teeth.
Oh, they stinky. They some stinky bitches. But you know what? That's fine. Because the real reason I'm getting Al Swearengen is for the most grossly inappropriate best man speech that there has ever been.
Oh, my God.
He's gonna stand up probably at the wrong time to even do the speech. Like, everyone will, like, have just come in to, like they're serving, like, they're bringing the salads out. He's like, all right, listen, you fucking cunts. Everyone's like, oh, is he starting now? It'll be like, it's like, what is marriage? Why would you even want to lock down with one disgusting woman? You know, like, and it's going to be ridiculous. But there is going to be that little, like, somewhere you're going to find that, like, little streak of cold, hard truth and love in there. It is going to be hard to see, but you will pick it up, and it is going to be amazing to watch everyone else go, is this for real? Does this guy even like the bride and groom? So, and plus, I mean, Deadwood is gone, and Al Swearengen is one of the best characters ever, and he's gone, and any way I can get some more Al Swearengen, I'm going to take it.
Steve, you should wipe the tear away from your eye.
I can't.
Okay. Okay, man. Well, that'll be a terrifying bachelor party and a very colorful speech.
It's going to be awesome.
But let's move on to my number three. I think this one might be on your list. My number three is Tony Stark.
Nope. I purposely left him off.
Oh, yeah? Because you knew that I'd pick his ass?
Because I thought it's too easy.
It's, well, yeah, a little bit. That was one of the first ones I thought of. But think of it, the bachelor party. It's going to be rocking. He's
absolutely
a billionaire. He just picks up women off the street, and he'll have them stripping by the end of the night.
Absolutely.
At one of his penthouses. He can fly people in from all over the country, you know, just pay for everyone to come in and have one freaking night of debauchery.
And the nice thing about Tony Stark is because of his essentially unlimited resources, that whatever it is that you want to do for your bachelor party, it will be done.
Yeah, you want to fly around that Iron Man suit?
Absolutely.
And what if the other Avengers show up? Like, what if Thor shows up and takes a bunch of shots? This is a god of thunder over here.
It'd be pretty cool.
And I'm drinking him under the table.
Lightweight. Like, if you wanted to be in Vegas for like 2 hours of your bachelor party,
yeah.
And then I want to go eat, you know, New York style pizza in New York. Done. You can do that in the same night.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm still on this. I just thought I'm still on this taking like Jello shots with the Avengers. Just
yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be freaking taking a body shot at the Black Widow.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna go down.
I think it might. Black Widow, get some vodka in her. She's Russian, so
that's yeah. That means she needs a ton of vodka to feel anything.
And Tony Stark is throwing the bachelor party.
I definitely agree. Tony Stark would be awesome. No doubt about it. But like, in a way, I feel like he's so awesome, it's almost cheating.
I don't think so. Like, you didn't put a cap on the awesomeness.
That's true. That's just for my own personal taste. That's all.
Sure.
That's why I left Mr. Stark off.
When you put on Al Swearengen with his
yep.
toothless broads.
Yep. Hey.
Stinky
tomato,
women.
Tomato.
But I think his best man speech will leave something to be desired because it's going to be very stream of consciousness and just whatever comes to.
Yeah.
So we'll probably start with dissing all the things they didn't like. Like, and the catering. Like, what was all that about? You call that chicken marsala or whatever
yeah.
they sell? And then, but then like, he'll kind of catch himself and then put a few sentences of heartfelt stuff out there.
Definitely put a little emphasis on the bachelor party with Tony Stark.
You don't say.
I do.
So that's my number three, Tony Stark. So awesome, it might be cheating.
Good catchphrase for Tony Stark.
That's right.
My number three, kind of breaking some rules here, but I don't care because I think it's a damn good pick.
Okay.
I'm going from the Parks and Rec world. I'm going with Leslie Knope.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
Gender bending.
I've never seen Parks and Rec.
Oh, okay. Well, Leslie Knope, as played by Amy Poehler. Thank you. As played by Amy Poehler. She is a ferociously caring friend.
Okay.
In that regard. That she's super hyper most of the time and 125% into whatever it is that she does. And she loves her friends, mm-hmm. loves and takes care of them. And so the idea of her doing a bachelor party, she is going to fine tune everything, streamlined like a damn race car to be perfect for what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So everything from the moment you wake up, she's going to have the right breakfast prepared for you and just the right group of people. And there's going to be something that goes hilariously wrong at some point. And I'll have to put my arm around Leslie Knope and be like, I've had a phenomenal day. She's like, but the caterers didn't bring, like, hey, this day has been unbelievable. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be phenomenal. Things that I don't even realize that I want to happen at my bachelor party that I would have mentioned like years before, Leslie Knope will have made a note in her notebook and it will become to fruition during my bachelor party. Then there'll be some sort of awkward encounter with some gentleman at the wedding itself, and then when she gets up to do the best man speech, it will be very, very heartfelt
mm-hmm.
and slightly awkward at the right times, and then kicks it into that gear of like, but I have never had a friend better than the one standing next to you. This just hitting it just right. Despite the fact I've only known her now for 2 days, we'll still pretend like soulmates in a best friend kind of way. And
mm-hmm.
Leslie Knope would be a phenomenal, phenomenal best man to have for that weekend.
Sure, man. You sold me on her. I want her as my best man.
Well, too bad.
Damn
She's my third groomsman.
Well, my number two is also so awesome, it might be cheating a little bit. My number two is Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Are you doing Shatner Kirk or Chris Pine Kirk?
I'm doing Chris Pine Kirk only for the technology.
Okay.
And plus, I haven't seen a lot of the original Star Trek as well. But I just want to have a bachelor party in space. Have some alien strippers. That's all I want.
I noticed your bachelor party is very heavily reliant on various strippers.
Yes.
Okay, just clarifying.
Alien or otherwise.
Okay.
basically, I just want to have a bachelor party in space with all my friends, and he can go. We can go to other planets. I mean, just think about how awesome was Wes's bachelor party. We went to Medulla Oblongata, the planet right outside the system.
You went inside your own brains?
I don't know why we named the planet that, but we did, and we went there, and it was awesome. Then we're going to go planet to planet, basically like bar hopping, but planet hopping. But then the best man speech, you know, it'll be fine, I'm sure. He's not a very, very flowery dude. It'll just be a very straightforward, hey, he's pretty cool. I like him. And she's pretty hot, too. And he'll probably talk about how he slept with everybody there, because that's Captain Kirk.
As Captain Kirk goes, he'd be like, the guy's pretty cool. I like her, too. And right then, some sort of intergalactic baddie would show up at your wedding and like start wrestling him across your head table. And
oh, sure.
Phasers shooting down the chandeliers. And mm-hmm. And then Kirk would deliver some sort of awesome line, like as he's holding the guy by his neck, and be like, you didn't turn in your RSVP. Like, punch him, like, through a window.
Like, Kirk, your best man speech was pretty good. Your final line, though, leaves something to be desired.
What's a good punching bad guy out of the window at a wedding?
Ooh.
Because, I mean, you didn't RSVP. That works for me.
Sure. I should have picked the vegetarian option.
As you hit him with a giant cucumber.
That's right. Like a bat. Yes. I just wanted the party in space.
So
I wanted the planet hopping.
You want to go bar hopping in space?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, doesn't everybody?
I guess so. I guess I do. I didn't realize I want to do that, but I'll do that.
Steve, if I invited you for a bachelor party in space, would you not come?
Of course I would go.
Exactly.
To be fair, no matter where your bachelor party is, I'm going. We're going to White Castle. God damn it. That's the one spot I can't go.
That's my number two. The Cap, Captain Kirk.
All right. Okay. That's going to bring me to my numero dos. And honestly, this is the very first thing I thought of. Because when we originally talked about this, we were just thinking best man speeches. Mm-hmm. And then we added in the full kind of weekend of the best man. And I'm telling you, I'm going with a diverse list here. I'm going with Red from Shawshank Redemption, a.k.a. Morgan Freeman's character. We had gone very, very heavy on the bachelor party. Red's not bringing a lot of heat on the bachelor party.
It'll be a very depressing affair.
It's gonna be pretty chill.
I can't buy alcohol because I'm on probation.
So I brought this sarsaparilla.
Great, Red. Thanks.
Great Red. Fucking great. I would imagine the bachelor party would start with us sitting on a roof somewhere drinking beers. Mm-hmm. Which, to be honest, that's cool.
Yeah.
I am not opposed to chill hangouts. I like chill hangouts. Mm-hmm. So we're going to chill on top of a roof somewhere, and we're going to drink some beers. But Red's just not going to shut up about like how nice it is. Like, Red, yeah, we get it. Shut up. Mm-hmm. This is nice.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. And then he's gonna try to do like old-timey things with us.
Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Why don't we go to the talkies? Red, no. Where is Zach Morris when I need him? So you're gonna have just a meh bachelor party.
Sure.
But there is going to be the time the next day when everyone clings the glasses and the best man steps up to the mic, and then the warming sounds of Morgan Freeman's voice is going to lay like a warm blanket over the entire crowd.
All right.
And to hear him finally say, now for the first time as man and wife, my good friend, Stephen Holly. Yes. Instead of my good friend, Andy Dufresne. I would be like, yes! Yes! To hear Red from the Shawshank Redemption say, my good friend, Stephen Holly. I'd be like, oh, that's it. That's it.
Nailed it.
Because no matter what he's going to say something really heartfelt mm-hmm. and put together beautifully, but it's in prime Morgan Freeman narrative voice,
mm-hmm.
which it just cannot be topped.
Sure.
It cannot be topped. You're going to have this very collected, calm, older African, like wise black man telling you this wonderful monologue, finishing it with my good friend, Stephen Holly. And that's it. You know what? The wedding's over. We ate our food. We listened to the best man speech. That's it. No dancing. No, none of this, none of that. Everyone, go home and think about life. That's it. It's red.
That's good. He will deliver a good speech. But this brings me to my number one.
Numero uno.
Steve, this man is... You mentioned Leslie Knope is a very fierce friend.
Yes.
This man is as well. I'm going with Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
Not only does Ted put his friends... his friends are just so important to him, but he really knows and loves the whole institution of marriage and love. Like, he really believes in love. And if he truly believed that, you know, I have found my soulmate, he would move heaven and earth to give me the bachelor party that I wanted. And I'm sure there'll be some wacky hijinks that happens, but it'll all turn out very heartfelt, probably with a very moving musical score.
Oh, nice.
A little music bed under the whole bachelor party. And the best man speech. I'm sure the day of the wedding, again, will be filled with wacky happenstances. But the best man speech will be super heartfelt, and everyone will have a tear in their eye. Because Ted Mosby, he's not like a social pariah. Like, he's a very nice guy. He's very likable. So, like, he's going to throw...
well, to be honest, he'll quote-unquote throw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like your party's going to start out a little bit lame.
Mm-hmm.
And then Barney's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you know? Everyone has a great time.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... See, most of my list is very superficial. You know, I wanted the billionaire.
Like
yeah, exactly.
You.
I wanted the billionaire bachelor party. I wanted the space bachelor party. But, you know, my number one in my heart, I need the deep, warm insides. Emotional insides.
The deep, warm insides.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. That was actually part of my vows at my wedding. It's like, Holly, I don't know where I would be without your deep, warm insides. And her father's like, what? It's like, don't. No.
No,
I meant,
no. Hold
wait,
on. My
there's
emotions.
Is, I am not a man of words. I am a man of action.
So, yes, that is why my number one is Ted Mosby.
Because of the deep, warm insides. Obviously.
Yes.
Well, something that that tugs at my deep, warm insides. My number one, there are several reasons why it makes my number one. But one of the main reasons is that this honestly would feel like bringing a very important person in my life anyway to the bachelor party. Very, very important to my childhood. And... also very compact for the most point. And the most part, excuse me. And that's going to be Genie from Aladdin.
Okay, for a second I thought you were going to say Samwise Gamgee.
No, the thought did cross my mind. Because yeah. I was like, who's just like a really good dude? Like Samwise. Wow, that would suck. Yikes.
He'd be so clingy.
Man, like, I would love to go to Mount Doom with you. However, we're throwing down at a party. Samwise, the little short dude, with all my friends is not what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. So Genie, very, very important in my childhood. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite characters of all time. I sang the songs from Aladdin at nauseam. So it's instead of some of these other characters where like, hey, by the way, Elsewhere Engine, I'm Steve. Thanks for being my best man. Like Genie, I'm like, oh, Genie, buddy, I actually feel like you are my friend for reals. And so we're going to, obviously he can do whatever the hell we want to do for the bachelor party. He's going to be the life of the party. Mm-hmm. It's goddamn Robin Williams. Like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be an entertaining, fun time. But the important part is that when we get to the wedding itself, he's going to, you know, with your best man speeches, the best speeches always have humor to them to bring the crowd into it. And then you get into the sentimental part towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Genie will have absolutely no issue whatsoever playing to the crowd, getting everybody laughing, having a good time, doing all the things we love about Genie. Mm-hmm. He's waiter voices. He's French and he's Italian, and all of a sudden he turns himself into a steamroller and like all this great stuff. And then he's going to give you those big animated eyes and talk about his best friend, Al. But not Al. It'll be Steve. Not Al. Not Prince Ali. It'll be me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be great.
Yeah.
It's just going to be great.
Yeah.
Because it sounds super corny and ridiculous to say, but I kind of feel like Aladdin's my, or Genie is my friend anyway.
Sure.
So that's why he's my number one.
I do like that pick. I just feel that, well, how would the bachelor party be? Would your first wish be for an awesome bachelor party?
Oh, no, no. I'm not saying Genie to get wishes.
Okay.
Honestly, this sounds kind of lame, but my vision of my bachelor party with Genie is just me and my friends and Genie at a bar, just hanging out at a bar, having fun, and
or inside his lamp,
or you know, then he brings us inside the lamp. We all get real tiny. We go in the lamp.
Let's go.
I'm not using the wishes to be like, oh, Genie, I wish that I had, you know, strippers made out of diamonds here. You know, like. He can, if he wants to grant some wishes, fine. But that's not why I'm bringing him along.
Okay.
Not why I'm bringing him along.
Sure.
I think he will be just a really fun person to have. And we can just do the things I would normally do for a bachelor party. We're going to go to a couple bars. We're going to do this. But we're bringing Genie with us. Like, that's great. That is just great.
Would he be animated or would it be some real world Genie?
God, no. It's definitely the very blue animated Genie that is with us. I don't want some sort of lifelike blue dude with a beard.
Freak of nature.
Don't want that.
Yeah, okay.
Nope. I want the Genie I know and love to be there and just entertain and regale us.
All right. Well, my top five in review was, my number five is William Shakespeare. My number four is Hitch from the movie Hitch. My number three is Tony Stark. It's so good. So awesome. It might be cheating. My number two is Captain Kirk. I just want a bachelor party in space. My number one is for the heart and the warm, deep, warm insides. Ted Mosby.
Well, number five, I'm bringing the 90s god that he is with us, and that's going to be Zach Morris. Number four, you bunch of fucking cunts, says Al Swearengine from Deadwood, as he gives you the most inappropriate best man speech of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, the ferocious friend that is Leslie Knope. Number two, the warm, soothing blanket that is the voice of Morgan Freeman as Red from Shawshank Redemption at number dos. And then my good friend, Genie. From Aladdin at number one.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And please, as we mentioned before, we love hearing what you guys have to say. So please write in the top five characters you want as your best man. If you want to include some excerpts from their best man speeches, please do. You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net or go back on over to 5play.net. You can email us at 5playnet@gmail.com. And
I was just thinking about what the Iron Giant would be like as a best man. It's like, man, that'd be really good, but it really would not.
No, because he only knows one word.
Yeah. That's
Superman. And then he explodes, and it's a really big downer.
Yeah, that's not going to be as good.
No.
That's why he didn't make the list.
Let me ask you, would you rather have Captain Kirk or Star-Lord for your best man?
I was thinking about some of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Because part of me wanted the super dry humor of, what's Batista's character?
The Destroyer. No, wait, what's his name? Drax.
Yes, yes. Part of me is like, that would kind of be an entertain. Like, you'd go kill some stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, but would I rather have Star-Lord or Captain Kirk? I mean, to me, I like Star-Lord better.
Sure.
But Captain Kirk is going to give you more options to do things, for sure.
Yeah, and I know, I'm not sure if they have it in this new rebooted version of Star Trek, but I was thinking of the holodeck as well. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, pros. Definite pros.
Definite pros.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We cannot wait to see what you guys would want as your best men. And to be fair, for the ladies out there, if you want to do your maids of honor, mm-hmm. By all means, let us know as well.
Feel free to gender bend.
I did a little bend of the gender in here.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Whatever you do.
Without warning.
Either. With these parting words from us, just remember, never, ever, ever eat White Castle. With that being said, I'm Steve.
I'm Wes.
That was Five. And we're out.